and of a fair countenance. Here was a man that was of a fair complexion, just a little fair-headed youth, a fair-skinned youth. And he said, "Well, looky here. Send a baby out here after me." And the Philistine said unto David, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? That is, you're just going to fight me with a stick?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. I'm just going to make you food for the animals, David." Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." Now we're seeing David's example of faith now. I have the Lord on my side. You have all of your weapons, but I have the Lord. "This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." When the Lord wanted a battle to go on, and his people were involved, they didn't even have to have weapons, really, to win the battle. He says, "For the battle is the Lord's, and he saveth not with the sword and the spear." And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasteth and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and thence took a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. And it goes on to show how David ran and took his sword from the Philistine and cut his head off, and he had won the victory. Here's an example of David's faith. A shepherd boy with no experience up against a giant who was a professional soldier with all of his armor and weapon. But the difference is David had the Lord on his side. He was fighting for the Lord. And he proved then that the Lord brought about the victory. It's quite an example of faith. Well, we're going to close at that point, and we'll begin then next time with the example of Samuel, Lord willing.